This is GQDN for Friday, March 7th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get the drink mixes, including the new one, Quest Worthy. If you do, put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off your purchase. By Patreon.com/TheGroupQuest. And by StackUp.org. In today's news, we have a little bit of Steam news. We got a little bit of PlayStation news. And a little bit of Tony Hawk 4 news. But the race to world first is still going on. And right now, it is Instant Dollars, Conquest, and Bound as the top three. That is right now. We'll have more updates on this one tomorrow night on the weekly show. Now we go to, well, who owns World of Warcraft right now, and that's Microsoft Xbox. Because Kotaku.com did say that a former Xbox executive said that Microsoft should stop making hardware if it could. That's a direct quote from the title. Because what we do know is that Microsoft is going through some changes, and they're looking to end the console cycle for Xbox. Well, Peter Moore was doing some talking about this and why they should get away from it. He said, quote, "I still say if they had a choice, would they make hardware? No. Would they be delighted if they could be a multi-hundred-billion-dollar entity delivering content directly over your television to whatever monitor you choose to play on? You bet. In the classically Netflix model, if you will just select who's playing this, there's 5,000 people playing this. I'm going to jump right in or in right now. No latency, no lag, you're in. And there doesn't need to be a box between you and your controller on your TV set." End quote. Now, he was talking to Danny Pena on his YouTube podcast. And he was also talking about the Activision Blizzard acquisition with that as well. And basically saying that is why they should stop making the consoles, which that will happen soon, and soon being within the next 5 years. And yes, that's already been confirmed. Unless Microsoft does change its mind, which is doubtful. But still talking about Xbox, they, being purexbox.com, said that the Assassin's Creed Shadows console specs has been revealed. And they were going through all the specifications for PlayStation and Xbox. And they were saying that for PlayStation 5, performance is 60 FPS, fidelity is 30 FPS, and balance is 40 FPS, with 2160p upscaled. PlayStation 5 Pro, performance 60 FPS, fidelity 30 FPS, and balance is 40 FPS, 2160p upscaled. For the Xbox Series S, it's just fidelity 1620p upscaled to 30 FPS, and the Xbox Series X, but performance, fidelity, and balanced. 2160p upscaled, 60 FPS, 30 FPS, and 40 FPS. Which means Series X can play some 4K to it. But so can PlayStation 5 and 5 Pro. Now, Assassin's Creed Shadows is set to release on Xbox on March 20th. So get ready for it. But if you're into skating games, well, my Nintendo News said that Tony Hawk 4 Career Mode is being replaced. And it's being replaced by some time battles, or time challenges, I should say. And right now, it is under development by the Iron Galaxy. And Kotaku was indeed confirming with Activision that Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 and 4 will not have the original career mode like it was on the PlayStation 2. But it will have a feature of challenges to complete in a 2-minute run. So, if you want to play some skating, you like this little change to it. No, not so little change. The game will come out, or the games will come out, I should say, on July 11th. So have fun with that one. Now we got a little bit of equipment to get to. Then we go to the eSports corner because there's a new gaming mouse. Oh, it's on sale too, I should say. It is the DeathAdder V3 Pro Gaming Mouse. And right now it's at $110 at both Best Buy and Amazon. But you have to get it quickly. It goes offline this Sunday. So if you like that type of gaming mice. Oh boy, you can go get it. Now we're all into money, right? Well, going into the Esports Corner, Esports Insider did say that ACL Dota 2 tournament has been announced with direct qualification EWC, and that's the Asian Champions League. And the multi esports tournament created by Hero Esports was confirmed that Dota 2 tournament champions will have a spot at the Esports World Cup. Now, that has a prize pool of $250,000. The winner will take home $100,000. And the ACL tournament will feature three stages that will determine the winners, and it will start with an online qualifier starting on March 7th and ending on March 30th. The next stage will be the season finals. The four top teams from the open qualifiers will go up against four invited teams. They are Extreme Gaming, Team YB, and Tidebound, and one other team that has not yet been unveiled. Season finals will take place on May 1st to May 3rd. And the best four teams in the season finals will go to the grand finals to determine the champion on May 16th. So that's one piece of the puzzle for Dota 2 championships. But it's not Fortnite. With a new ed limit, they said they're free for users via purexbox.com. And some of the players were liking it and some were not. So here are some of the quotes here. Fetter28_ITA did say, quote, "I mean, it was completely free Xbox XNS you could use at will without buying a real one. I'm surprised there was no limitation before." Cyclone949 said, "Really disappointed about this," end quote. Ye Kepslian, this is all on Reddit, by the way, said, quote, "Not only did Microsoft allow me to play Fortnite for free, but I also used the reward point system to get the free bucks, V-Bucks. They've been far too generous. Totally understand their point and agree with their decisions. I'm still not paying for Ultimate, though," end quote. Crazy Pedaliv said, quote, "What a dumb move by Microsoft. They believe they'll save money by limiting Fortnite players who aren't on paid subscriptions instead of actually investing into moves more servers. MS gets a cut, Microsoft gets a cut of all skin sales bought on their service, and Fortnite is probably their most popular title by playtime. Talk about shooting yourselves in the foot. I bet most of those players will jump ship to another service," end quote. Which side do you fall on? Let me know at Joe Brums on both Blue Sky and Twitter, or X. Now, PlayStationLifestyle.com said that some of the missing PlayStation Plus games is returning to the catalog with a new PlayStation 5 port. And that would include Sayonara Wild Hearts. That's an indie game, because that was gone for a week. And most likely that was a PlayStation Store glitch. But that did happen. So now it is back on the store. But what else could be on the store? Well, according to ESPN, what? Okay, everybody settle down. They talk about gaming too. But they were talking about Steam Next Fest. And they were talking about Wheel World, because Steam did host the latest iteration of Steam's Next Fest. And this game is yet to be released. And people said it looked pretty good, because they got up on the wish list and said, "Gimme, gimme." They wish listed it, and they did. Now, Wheel World is developed by Mesoff, and they are the studio behind the fencing game Nidhogg. And in the game, you play as Cat, a young cyclist with a simple goal: save the world. Do that, and you be the hero. We got a lot of stuff to talk about tomorrow, and you already know, because we already talked about it here on GQDN. Discord, pokey fanning people. You can go check that out on twitch.tv/DawnForge tomorrow night, 6 p.m. This has been a DawnForge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. See you tomorrow night. Until then, go play some games, people.